The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Bulware, manager of Main Street South Carolina, the economic development program based here at the Municipal Association. Today, I am joined by Hannah Davis, who is the Main Street program manager for Downtown Florence, Main Street Florence program. We are here to talk about a huge award and the journey to that award and the journey after the award. We are talking about the Great American Main Street Award here in South Carolina that is a national award that just came back to our state. So, Hannah, what does GAMSA mean to a novice? Why are we talking about GAMSA? What does it mean?
So, you know, the work that we do is incredibly hard work, and the recognition that the Great American Main Street Award puts on a community and what it takes to get to GAMSA is such a huge journey. I think we have to kind of start at the beginning. And What it really means for us is a benchmark, first and foremost. Some communities nationwide have treated it as a "we have made it" kind of situation where they don't do anything else after it. But that's not what we set out to do when we applied for the award. We recognize that we have a lot more work to do in downtown Florence, and we wanted to benchmark the work that had already been done. The award itself is extremely difficult to get. They have about 25 applicants a year nationwide who meet the qualifications to apply for the award. And then of that, 8 semifinalists are selected, and then 3 are selected for winners. And those 3 winners have to be outstanding in all the fields of preservation-based economic development, everything that touches the 4 points of the Main Street approach. It is the Academy Awards equivalent of Main Street redevelopment. That's the best way to kind of describe it. because a community currently can win the award only one time, but we just got back from a national conference, and they're working on a way for there to be a GAMSA 2.0 for communities that have, which is exciting. That's another thing for us to work towards.
That's so. Exactly right. Well, and when we think about GAMSA, you know, we live in a world of acronyms. GAMSA fits. It's a fun little nomenclature, but it's internal. You know, only Main Street communities understand this. And in South Carolina, we had a previous winner in 2003. So we're 20 years post that first winner. So the city of Greenville had that initial acknowledgement, recognition, and a lot has changed in 20 years, not only for the GAMSA process, but also the development that's happening across our state. And so for Florence to have received this 20 years post is phenomenal. And it brings it back to our state. We had really been missing that moment. So talk about the application process, because that's kind of the nuts and bolts. People say, well, I'm ready to apply for it. What does that mean? Well, you know, you mentioned standards. You have to be eligible to even apply. So first and foremost, eligibility includes?
So in order to apply for GAMSA, you have to be an accredited Main Street program. And that recently has become a very hot topic because they have changed the accreditation standards, and they're much more competitive now than they've ever been. And we were thankful to be, you know, able to pilot those this year to see if a South Carolina community could do the new standards. But the main nuts and bolts of the application process, first and foremost, is accreditation. And your community has to be able to look back at the last 3 years at least of reinvestment statistics. So your data has to be up to date. You have to have a diverse functional board, whatever that looks like in your community. You have to have a portfolio of all the work sort of capstone together and be able to answer a very long application that takes many, many staff hours, many board member hours, many volunteer hours to get the eyes on. And a lot of the questions have word minimums. Mm-hmm. So you have to really be able to tell your revitalization journey from start to finish and address some special topics questions that change annually. So Florence was a semifinalist in 2022 for the award. We applied again after not making it all the way, and the questions were substantially different from our first application. So being able to go through and answer those questions in a concise and you know, unique way that sets your community apart from Community X is something that you really have to work towards. And I think one of the biggest things that I can take away from this is you can't hire somebody to do this for you.
Correct.
It has to come from the Main Street team itself, because y'all are the only ones that know your own story.
Right.
and where you've been and where you plan to go. And that's the other piece of this is with the application, you're not only capstoning where you are to date, you're also discussing where you plan to be and what issues still remain, because Main Street work is never complete. So understanding that about GAMHSA, it's not the capstone. It is the benchmark for the future.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the application itself, I had the opportunity and the privilege to review both years to evaluate, you know, provide some feedback, which was great. But it was phenomenal. We're talking highly visual, really capturing, bulleted areas of focus, success, challenges, vacancy rates, all of those data points you provided in a really robust formula that other communities are now like, how'd you do that? And, you know, it's a really important process that I think others, even if they're not going to pursue GAMHSA, even if they're not even eligible for GAMHSA, to really think about what is that body of work from beginning to today that allows for you to create kind of evergreen content to celebrate the journey. And I want to talk on that. So that application, both of those documents for those 2 years, you were able to build this body of work that is now being used in other fashions. So tell us about, but you know, when people apply for a grant, for instance, they'll just say, I wrote a grant, I didn't get it, or I wrote a grant, I got it. Now, what do I do with all that great content? You know, you've got a big history that you're celebrating. So
we do. I will tell you, that was one of the most challenging things and one of the most rewarding pieces of applying for GAMHSA was being able to kind of compile all of the data points and all of the demonstrations of our impact and our community's impact on our downtown. And we've kind of transformed this. We've been able to identify some new strategies as part of our downtown master planning process out of this document. We applied for GAMHSA during a downtown master planning process, which was helpful. So we were able to sort of say, ooh, we were able to pull these things out, and this makes sense for this new document that we're going to be using for the next 10 years. We also are working on a document. Our program is now 20 years old. It's 21 years old, actually, this year. And we are working towards, by the end of the year, hopefully having complete a 20-year look back on everything that our program has done. And I don't think that we would be in a position to do that if we hadn't been required to pull that all together for the GAMHSA application. But it brought our data to life. And I think that that's really something that all Main Street programs struggle with a little bit, because we collect all of this data, but there's not great guidance on what to do with it once you have it. And we've been able to figure out a way to sort of champion that and move forward and really share with others. Our storytelling ability has really kind of enhanced threefold since we won this award, because we're forced to tell our story daily now, which is great. It's a great flex for our office. It's something that we're now putting priority on, where we didn't necessarily do as much of it before. But now we've got all these other communities that are looking to us for guidance. And so we're using all those data points in multiple different ways, through just information sharing, through evergreen content that we can bring up when there's not a whole lot to talk about, and even just benchmarking progress on the things that we talked about in our application, like new developments that are coming and new housing priorities and things that are made in our community even.
Mm-hmm. And part of the whole GAMHSA winning moment, there were lots of add-ons. So a production crew came to Florence in the winter, which we were able to do some recording, and talk about that process. You know, what was that experience like to have a whole team come in and really focus? So, you know, seasonally, that's hard because it's not super sunny in our winters here in South Carolina. When, I mean, actually it is more so than other places. There's not snow on the ground, but you know, what types of preparations did you have to make to really build out that video? And that video we'll talk about in a minute too.
So I will say that it was definitely not sunny when the production crew came to Florence. It was sunny before and sunny after, but not when they were here. And that made production actually really challenging. The preparation for getting that crew here was kind of a whirlwind, because the timelines are so tight with this award. Mm-hmm. First off, you're not allowed to tell anybody that you've won.
That is so hard.
And it is so hard, because you also need to convince those people that need to be in your video to be in your video without telling them why they're in the video. So that is a very challenging thing to do. So we immediately worked with our team and implemented an NDA for all of our board members to sign. Some of the board members didn't sign their NDAs until February. February. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But the ones who were in the video had to sign NDAs. Some of the people who were in the video still had no idea that we'd won. And because we knew that we couldn't rely on them to stay quiet, and mm-hmm. we needed them to be quiet for 6 months. Which was crazy. So basically, my staff knew that we won. The production team knew that we won. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
We did capitalize on the opportunity to tell some of our people during the interview.
And that was magical. It came through in the video.
It did.
I mean, there's definite emotion behind the closing, including yours. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I see it now. This really was such a moment. Because, you know, your staff, this is your job. But it came to a moment of, we did it. And we're,
yeah.
as you always say too, we're not done yet, but we did it. And this is really our time to celebrate and shine and have the team come together and rally and be excited to like self-promote, which is hard for communities to do that, you know,
and
Main Streeters are the worst at this. Self-promotion is hard, but it's really important for others to understand that you've had success and you've addressed all of those challenges. So the video, when it was shared, with me, I mean, I quietly had to, you know, celebrate it by myself and, you know, keep that in check. Mm-hmm. But it was so powerful. And at the annual conference, the Main Street Now, the conference that was hosted in Boston this past March, that's mm-hmm. where they revealed the three winners for this year. And they closed with Florence's Gamza video. And honestly, the response in the room was just power. People were crying. I mean, there was sniffling in the audience, and we're talking about thousands of people in this room that resonate. This video resonated with them because they have the same struggles,
yeah.
No matter the size of the community. So talk about the video when it was shared on the stage in that huge space.
Oh gosh. Well, you know, usually these videos are shown in a, you know, huge historic theater, but Boston did not really have that atmosphere. But Boston also had the largest attendance of any conference. So it was
right.
a little bit of a twofold, intimidation factor there. And, you know, the communities who went before us, who were great communities, they, their stories were just about like business support and, you know, events that had been, you know, done in their community. Our story was about the passion of mm-hmm. Main Street and, mm-hmm. and the work that it takes when you truly look inwardly to your local investment teams and the people who grew up in Florence and who continue to invest in Florence. And I think that's a totally different level of award recognition than, you know, people who are doing this as a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could see it in the room, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Irv Henderson, who's with the National Trust, he's a board member. He had tears just
yeah.
rolling down his face. And I think, you know, my assistant at the time, she is not a crier. And she had tears rolling down her face. And, you know, our board chairman, who is a military guy, had tears rolling down his face. I mean, I think everybody was just in that moment so thankful to be a part mm-hmm. of this amazing team that we've built over the last 20 years.
Yeah. And it takes a team. I mean, this really was, you know, staff driven. Absolutely. You had to put this together because you know
sure.
the program, but other people and entities have been a part of this process. So, at the annual annual conference, it was so fun. We've got some footage of this where we've got, peer Main Street community members across South Carolina just oohing and aahing over the plaque. You know, just it truly was the Academy Award moment for South Carolina and for Florence, but mm-hmm. it was this collective celebration for all of our communities. And so talk about that inspiration.
Absolutely. So, you know, Main Street, South Carolina, and I've come to learn this after spending some time recently on the West Coast with other Main Street programs from across the country. Main Street, South Carolina is very unique. We have built a network here of truly supportive peers that are not only sharing information, but we're all invested in each other's programs.
Yeah.
Our successes are collective, not singular. And I think that is something that really sets our statewide program apart from others. I had people coming up to me at a recent conference and they said, well, what do you mean South Carolina calls on their Main Street programs to participate in these things? Because we don't have that relationship mm-hmm. with our local programs, and South Carolina does. And I think that, it's a testament to the work that this office has done. It's a testament to the work that has just existed throughout, you know, being a smaller state and being one of the older programs in the country
right.
that has done this work and built these relationships and really focused on that mentorship piece. But, you know, having our peers there with us, I think that it was kind of like the Super Bowl ring, like everybody wants to touch the Super Bowl ring. Yeah. So, you know, that's it was special. It was super special. Yeah. And, it inspired a lot of people, I think, to do better in their own communities, mm-hmm. which is not to say that other communities aren't doing this work well in their towns, but everybody has the opportunity to get better and be more focused and mm-hmm. be more, you know, intentional about this work. And I think a lot of the programs in the room felt inspired to do that, which is great.
Yeah. And that's really the purpose of that video.
That's right.
To you know, prompt folks to think differently or encapsulate some of those ideas. When we want to go find this video, where will we look to locate it?
So you can find it in multiple places. The best place is to go to mainstreet.org, and they do have a section for their previous GAMHSA winners. Right now, the spotlight is on the new 8 communities that just got their semifinalist designation. So you'll go in mainstreet.org and scroll over to the awards section and just find 2023, and our award will be there. Or you can go to our website, which is florencedowntown.com, and go to our GAMHSA section, and you'll be able to pull it up there as well.
That's awesome. And other people have been lifting it, you know, promoting it elsewhere. You've got a lot of coverage, and I mean, you could name it.
We can. We actually have submitted sort of a case study for leveraging GAMHSA, because there's not a playbook for winners mm-hmm. on how to post GAMHSA, you know, and how to make sure that GAMHSA proliferates throughout your state. I think that there are lots of states across the country who've had multiple GAMHSA winners, which is great. But South Carolina, we were the second and the first accredited.
Right.
And so for us, there was an opportunity to kind of lay the framework for how to do this well. So we as soon as we got the announcement, we saved money back in our budget to be able to do a wide promotional campaign with our regional media outlets. We worked with our elected officials at the state level to be recognized on the House and Senate floors, which was an incredible opportunity to really showcase the power of Main Street in South Carolina, mm-hmm. not just in our town. And then the speaker tours have been pretty robust.
Well, and let's talk about that. You've had community visits. People are now coming. They were already, but now it's formally happening where they're asking to understand what it is that allowed for you to get to this stage and what can they be doing to carry home and build a more robust Main Street program. So talk about some of those visits.
So we've had a lot of those visits and more to come as the year goes on, because this has a ripple effect beyond just the award and the moment in the national conference setting. We recently hosted Wytheville, Virginia. Their Main Street team came and spent multiple days with us, and we hashed out how we approach processes and what our hybrid program looks like, because we have our arms both in a nonprofit sector and in the public sector, and, you know, how to formulate some of these harder conversations with elected officials and how to push some initiatives forward with your business owners when they're not always, you know, pulled together as one forward-thinking unit. So we had a lot of great discussions with them. They actually got to do a blog post about their travels because they came here on a scholarship, which was really cool. Some other communities that we've worked with, we've had visits from North Carolina. Of course, our South Carolina team members have come to our community, Lancaster recently, as of just yesterday. And then we've got North Carolina communities coming next week. So
exciting.
We've got quite a few folks that are coming in. And what I think is neat about the tours is we do a lot of pre-tour work with these communities. So trying to really understand what they want to get out of this. So mm-hmm. what Wytheville, Virginia was really focused on is not the same as what Lancaster needed. And that's not the same as what North Carolina needs. So we're able to tailor those tours and those sessions that we do with these communities and really kind of help them understand how we've overcome those things. And we all have the same challenges. So, you know, we can provide some great solutions.
Yeah. Better guidance on what worked. And maybe that's a possibility for them to carry back. Well, when you had people that played a huge role or a substantial role in your process for pursuing GAMHSA for, you know, year one to now, you created a nice, really clever token. And tell us what that was. What inspired that particular
Main
effort?
Street, Alabama inspired that, actually.
Really?
Great. Really. So Main Street, Alabama has these really cool, they call them ally coins because Alabama has the AL in there. And they distribute those to partners of Main Street, Alabama. And we said, you know what would be really amazing is if we could give a piece of GAMSA to every single mm-hmm. person who has had substantial influence on shaping this program. And so we came up with this 3-inch challenge medallion and distributed those with handwritten notes to every single person. And we still have more that we have to distribute.
Sure.
Even this far, you know, into the fold, we still have notes that we're, as people come out of the woodwork, we're like, oh my gosh, that's a coin person. You know, so we're constantly pulling those out of the woodwork, but it's been a really great gesture of yeah. you are part of this team still. Mm-hmm. And I think that people have really appreciated that handwritten thank you and acknowledgement of their impact on our community.
And it's a reminder.
It is.
You know, that this was really important, and it still is, and it will be. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about next level downtown Florence. What does that look like? Because again, this is not the end.
That's right. So GAMSA for us was a little bit unique because it benchmarked a lot of things that happened in our community. So 2023 represents a lot of really important dates for us. Not only is it 20 years since the last community won this award, which is an amazing, it's also the 40th anniversary year for Main Street, South Carolina. It's the 10th anniversary of Hotel Florence, which was our first major private investment that came to our community in response to a lot of the public institutional investment. And then it's also the 10-year anniversary of our public art program in downtown yeah. Florence, which is creatively funded through Sunday alcohol sales tax. And it's the 75th season of the Florence Symphony, which happens downtown, and the 100th season of the Florence Little Theater.
Everything's aligning.
Everything is aligning. So that has really been a special benchmark. But I would say most importantly, even though those are all amazing things,
yeah.
it's the start, the first year, 2023 is the first year of our new downtown master plan, which is a 10-year plan. That's one of the reasons that I think that we were so successful in our quest for GAMSA was that we actually used our plans instead of sitting them on the shelf. And we advocate very hard for that in other communities. But this next 10-year master plan was adopted the month after our award announcement.
Which is
great. It's yeah. perfect timing. And we've gotten a lot of headway, even though this plan's only been with us now for the past couple of months, we've already gotten some major development announcements that we've been able to secure that directly address our plan's needs. So for the next 10 years for downtown Florence, we are looking at providing additional housing opportunities. We're working with private developers.
Hot topic.
It is yeah. a huge hot topic. You know, the average rental rate for a one-bedroom in Florence is slightly above the South Carolina state average. So we're at $1,100 a month. And so one of our goals is to provide more housing to kind of drive that down to a more reasonable level mm-hmm. Through market rate and through little A affordable housing. So
little
those
A.
are things like low income housing tax credit based units that we've had great success with in our downtown. We actually have two more of those coming outside of the historic district corridor, but certainly we'll be able to support our hospitality industry workers,
yeah.
People who have those lower paying jobs. I think it's going to be really exciting to have those online. And then we have tons of market rate housing. And what I think is so important about the housing conversation is diversity in housing.
Mm,
not everybody right. wants the single family home with the yard. We also have people who want cottage
townhomes.
Court living and
yeah.
townhomes and yep. apartments. And so we're really looking at all of the different housing stock options and focusing our efforts on developing that housing, even upper story housing, which we're excited
right.
that we have some infill and some redevelopment taking place on those. Other thing is connectivity in our downtown. We want our downtown to be highly walkable. And it's walkable now in the historic district, but we also have a major U.S. highway that runs right through the middle of our district. And being able to tackle that in a thoughtful way that is pedestrian sensitive is something mm-hmm. that is a big component of that master plan over the next 10 years.
Awesome. What are you most proud of with, your role in downtown Florence in particular?
I would say that, and this is such a small thing, but it's something that I know, Jenny, I'm passionate about, is realigning with the approach
right.
and ensuring that we have the numbers to back it up.
Yeah.
Data is something that I am super passionate about because I think it's an undeniable way to tell our story and to demonstrate our impact with folks who may have forgotten where we came from. You know, mm-hmm. Florence has a huge transient population, constant turnover between all of our industry and medical folks coming in, and they might not remember what downtown was 20 years ago.
They have no idea.
So we need to be able to demonstrate what downtown was 20 years ago and show what we've done to make it so much better, and then say, hey, we want you on our team to help us with the next 10 years of growth and development. So I would say getting our data right and getting that ship aligned back with the approach and making sure that we had everything on the table and are building healthy data habits, I think is one of the, it's a small thing, but it's a really
big thing. Oh, data is so important. And I think our peer programs are probably saying you're exhausting the whole idea about this, but it really is incredibly impactful. And the numbers don't lie. You know, when you can demonstrate the impact and the investment that it has for your community, that downtown matters and there's a reason why this space needs to be thriving and a reason why people are driven to those destinations is really important. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I think we're on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you that the application process for GAMZA is so data heavy that if your data is not in a good place and you are not comprehensive in your collection of data, you will not be winning this award. I mean, you've got to be able to demonstrate the impact. And I think our new accreditation standards for Main Street are also leaning towards that way with a much bigger focus on measured impact.
Yeah. And that's one of the key standards there. So what kind of advice would you have for local Main Street programs, whether they're at the starting stage, just learning about this, to those that are thinking, okay, I might be 5 years out from pursuing GAMZA, but what should I be doing to really...
Foundations.
Excellent answer.
Foundations, foundations, foundations. I think that you've got to ensure that your approach to this work is laser focused, that you have identified transformation strategies as part of your plan, that you're not just doing downtown revitalization because that's what we're supposed to be doing, that you actually have market-driven understanding of what your downtown needs to be and what you want it to be and what your community wants it to be, and that you're sensitive and flexible enough to be able to take advantage of some of those targets of opportunity that we have really built Florence's program around.
And I'll add this one question relating to the focus, the laser-like focus. So we always talk about transformation strategies, economic development strategies. So in Florence, when we say, what is your focus? Y'all have a series of areas. So tell us how you got to those areas and, and what it means for, you know, demonstrating and measuring that impact.
So and when Florence started out, we started out before Main Street America had even thought of what a transformation strategy was, but we called it areas of focus. And the reason that we developed these was because Florence is a fairly large community. When you look at the MSA, the Metropolitan Statistical Area of the community, we're the hub for all these other places. So we naturally have a lot of recruitment of these big box stores, and we're a major shopping hub for all those places.
You're right off of 95.
We're right off of 95. Yeah. We have great recreational amenities that are not in our downtown, but they're in our community. So when we picked something, it was market driven with an understanding that Florence demanded dining and entertainment options to keep people in town, because Florence was real quick to flee on the weekends to the lake, to the beach. And there's still a fair amount of that that takes place. But what we really wanted to do was we understood that retail was not the best space for us because we have so many of those, you know, bigger shopping opportunities in Florence. So we focused our efforts on dining and entertainment and went from having one restaurant in our downtown to 18 restaurants in our downtown as of today. Yeah. And more on the way.
Wow.
So we are that walkable dining hub where you can now say something like, well, where should we go to eat tonight? Let's just go downtown. And you don't have to know where you're going. You can find something when you get there.
Right.
You know, it's not like going out to the bypass and, you know, enjoying something that you have to wait in line for 6 hours for. So, you know, that was our first transformation strategy and one that we've had for the last 10 years. The other piece of that was making sure that the perception of our downtown was clean and safe. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that we were working actively towards reversing a lot of those preconceived notions from many, many moons ago, because as we know, in Florence, it was not a great place to go 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they had just the perception of being dirty and dangerous. And we really worked hard, not unlike Greenville, to reverse that perception. And we still work on that every day. As we've transitioned to this new master plan, we've picked up a new transformation strategy. It doesn't mean our old ones are going away. It just means we're focusing on a new one, and that's EDS and MEDS, which is kind of a funny thing to say. But we're looking at capitalizing and re-engaging university students. We've had tons of incredible investment by Francis Marion University, especially in their health sciences division. All their health sciences programs, for the most part, take place downtown and some and their lab work. We've got a speech pathology program now. They also have performing arts pieces that, that come in. But we're very being very intentional about engaging those student populations and ensuring that we're we can't ever eliminate brain drain, but we're trying to reduce it through activities that are happening on our main street, making it a quality of life priority. And then the meds component, Florence has over 7,000 people who work in the medical field, and that's just at one hospital system. So we've got three major medical institutions between a federally qualified healthcare center that's located in our downtown to the major regional medical center and an offshoot of MUSC. And so all of those are all working together and they're making major investments in our downtown. We have a new mental health consortium, one of a couple in the state that's coming to the, our Dargan Street Arts District that is taking out a huge, awful eyesore and putting in a beautiful facility that is going to really meet regional needs.
Sure.
So we're trying to connect the education component and the medical community and get them actively using our downtown and fostering some additional connectivity options for them from living to working. We want to have more people living and working in our downtown area. So that's where the housing piece comes in. But one project I do want to tell you about that's really exciting that kind of came up recently and aligned with our EDS and MEDS objective, we just established a partnership with Francis Marion University's brand new occupational therapy doctoral program that launches in 2024. And we are fully integrating into that program with our Main Street program, which
is really interesting.
Yeah. So we're working with the students. They will have a curriculum that is specific to implementing OCC health concepts into the community. So they're going to be doing accessibility audits in our downtown.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. They're going to be working on projects in our downtown that directly relate to inclusivity and accessibility for all. So everything from sidewalk investment to making sure that our business owners have accessible spaces and maybe have their shops designed in a more accessible way. So those opportunities are going to be built into the curriculum. We're really excited about that partnership with FMU and trying to provide that alternative. Not everybody wants to be an OCC health person in a doctor's office. Some people want to have a more community-driven focus, and that's what we're there to show.
Right. This is true engagement.
It's
you know,
true
in
engagement.
Real time. And you know, speaking to your earlier comment about intentionality, you know, you're being so intentional and relating everything that you're pursuing with downtown revitalization to real needs that are reflected in market awareness and partnerships. I mean, this is that is exactly why y'all were awarded GAMSA.
That's right.
So any closing thoughts about, you know, what GAMSA means? So, you know, the Main Street South Carolina Network is beyond thrilled. I mean, this was pinch me. It still is pinch me moment to have had this as part of our, you know, new iteration. You know, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary as a network, and it's just phenomenal. So that's from our end. But for you, you know, and your team, are there more thoughts about, you know, what this is, you know, doing for your team and for the community to better embrace downtown revitalization?
I think more people understand in our community what Main Street is now. I think that before it was like those downtown people. Now it's, oh, we have a Main Street program, and this is what that Main Street program is responsible for and does in our community. I think it's hard sometimes because we wear so many hats within Main Street to articulate exactly what it is we do. And this winning this award has provided us a platform to really demonstrate and showcase that we're not just one thing. We're not the party planners.
Right.
We're not the people that tell you how to run your business. We are many, many, many things. And we provide a really, truly valuable service to our community through the work that us and our partners do.
It's all about those relationships.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Hannah. This was a really enriching conversation, and I've learned some new things today from our time, and we talk a lot. So to our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on today's podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about both Downtown Florence and the Main Street South Carolina Network, go to masc.sc and search for Main Street and learn more about the GAMHSA process and celebrate with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.